You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May's chances of finalising a Brexit deal ahead of the March 29th leave date are becoming increasingly unlikely. The UK Parliament was due to vote on a draft Brexit deal, but in an emergency speech to the House of Commons, Prime Minister May conceded the agreement she struck with the EU last month faced certain defeat.
I've listened very carefully to what has been said in this chamber and out of it. To what has been said in this chamber and out of it by members from all sides. From listening to those views, it is clear that while there is broad support for many of the key aspects of the deal, on one issue, the Northern Ireland backstop, there remains widespread and deep concern. As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
After 4 days of divisive debate, many British MPs were unwilling to accept Ms. May's last-minute decision to postpone the vote. The leader of Britain's Liberal Democrats, Vince Cable, called for a vote of no confidence in the government.
The fiasco today, the government has really lost all authority. And let me just say that I and my colleagues will fully support the Leader of the Opposition if he now proceeds to a no-confidence vote as duty surely calls.
A key sticking point for many MPs has been the so-called Irish backstop. The concession would see Britain remain in the European Customs Union for as long as necessary to ensure there's no enforced border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. Theresa May says she'll meet with EU leaders this week to share concerns regarding the clause expressed by a majority of British MPs.
I spoke to a number of EU leaders over the weekend, and in advance of the European Council, I will go to see my counterparts in other member states and the leadership of the Council and the Commission. I will discuss with them the clear concerns that this House has expressed.
But the European Council is standing firm, insisting the EU isn't open to renegotiating the deal it struck with Ms. May last month. Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has also ruled out any further negotiations around the controversial backstop.
We've already offered a lot of concessions along the way. We ended up with the backstop, with this withdrawal agreement, because of all the red lines that the UK laid down on the way. This is a withdrawal agreement which has support of 28 member states. It's not possible to open up any one aspect of this without opening up all aspects of the agreement.
Philippe Lambert is a member of the European Parliament's Brexit Steering Group. He says Prime Minister May's plan for a whirlwind tour of diplomacy ahead of the EU summit on Thursday won't achieve anything.
I think that the only net result of this round of capitals will be an additional amount of CO2 in the atmosphere.
If Theresa May returns home without having successfully negotiated any changes to the draft Brexit agreement, the deal is almost guaranteed to be rejected by the British Parliament. For a second day, protesters for and against Brexit took to the streets of London, with both sides expressing their dismay at Theresa May's decision to postpone the parliamentary vote.
The time is running out, the clock is running down. So I see it as another strategy for her to continue, put us in a situation where it becomes like we're accepting a deal we don't want because we're running out of time for what we should be doing, which is a good deal.
I think she's scared, she knows she's going to lose, and I think by deferring, I think that's very dangerous because the clock's ticking down and that leaves us closer and closer to crashing out with no deal.
Theresa May has refused to set a timeline on how long the House of Commons vote on her draft Brexit deal will be delayed. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.